and welcome to episode 60 of Ardent Run Club. I'm Tommy, I'm your host, and today I'm joined by another athlete from the Northeast to kick off Ardent Run Club for 2022. He's 25, he runs for Horton Harriers, runs anything really from 5K upwards, and he's coached by Lynn Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Johnny Evans.
You all right?
How you doing, man? You okay?
I'm all right, yeah. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, man, I'm doing well. It's been a busy day, but been looking forward to chatting to you. So I'm smiling now. Happy New Year. How was your 2022 started off?
Well, I got COVID in 29th of December. So I was isolating.
Yeah.
So I had a few days, but then we're getting back to it now, so okay again.
Yeah, fair enough. I had it the week before that. So literally, so it was my birthday on the 23rd of December, and I caught it, I think I tested positive on the 21st or something like that, and so I had it all throughout Christmas, and then at least I didn't have it at New Year's, but that week, it wasn't nice, but fully recovered now, so.
I had a nice Christmas and that, and then,
yeah,
I didn't have a New Year, but it happens.
Yeah, it happens. Oh, well, at least you made it through, so that's good.
It could be a lot worse.
Exactly. So yeah, look, in that introduction, I mentioned that you run 5K upwards. Is there an event that you like the most out of everything?
I love, my coach of kills were saying this. I love the half marathons. Right. I've always felt like, I started running 2011, and I started the South Shields Harriers, that's where I started off. And all the lads who I'm with, they don't run anymore, sadly, but like Luke Clark, David Wakefield, Michael Todd still runs now. But they were all 800-meter runners for the young kind of guys. And he had lads running national standard. And it was just me in the background, you know what I mean? I was nobody, I was 21, 5K. 800 was 240, I was nowhere near. So obviously, I always edged up the distances. Maybe I'd done it too quickly because I was 3K college, 5K college all the time. That's just what I enjoyed doing. And when I got to the halves, I did my first one when I was 17. I ran 125 for the Great North Run. It was just the best race I've ever ran. Just the support and the... just how you can settle into a place and there's those people around you was phenomenal. I did another one a few years later. Obviously, I ran a lot, lot better, but I was a lot fitter then. I love the halves, but just the training kills us off. It just the amount you've got to put into it to run a decent time is ridiculous. So, I try and stick 5Ks, 10Ks now, a bit more. Just because obviously the training, it's just as hard the training, just it's not as, doesn't obviously weigh your body down as much.
Yeah, fair enough, man. And so you said you got into running in 2011. What kind of got you into it then?
I played rugby for years. And I love rugby. I love badminton. I was a two sports. I played at school. And then when I got year 10, I remember we were backpacking for a trip away. And I just got sick. I just thought myself would won the team I played for at the time, had won everything. Just about. I think we went the whole season unbeaten eye on. But I was obviously on everyone else. And I was playing against guys who were they were nigh on 16 stone, 17 stone. And I was 6-7 stone right through. So obviously they always had the pace and that, but I just got just got a bit sick.
Yeah.
So I used to run in the off season anyway. Me and my best mate, Carl, used to run all the time. And I loved it from the start. And then I did a sports day in year 11, and I ended up going to talk. I took one of the lads who was a year down from us. He went to Shields Harriers at the time, he was a really good runner. And he dragged us along when I quit rugby. So I would come along. And the first session was interesting. When I first ever joined, it was really hard.
Yeah.
But all the girls are beating us and all sorts. But you live and learn, don't you?
That's awesome, man. And when, because obviously you said 2:48, 800. You did what was your 5K 21 and all that sort of stuff. When did your time start to come down? When did you realize you were good?
So I'm really good now, to be fair. A bit of lads I train with, but I think it's all relative. I think when I left school, I didn't want to go to sixth form or nothing. So I went to Gateshead College.
Yeah.
There's a lad called Matt Wood there. And he's now in Cardiff. He coached for Cardiff. He did anyway. He was a sprinting coach. And at the time, he was only level four coaches in the country. And he started coaching us, being like a few other lads. And I started really enjoying it more and more. And that's when I started realising that I actually could go somewhere. I might be able to take it somewhere. But that's the thing. I had to put so much hard work in to get anywhere. It wasn't, I think even with him, I was only running like 90 minutes. And then after that, I qualified for Intercounties 1 year, I remember. And that was like one of me like most proudest moments at the time, was qualifying for the Durham County team, because you've already interviewed people like Adrian Bales on this podcast I've seen, and yeah. He was like one of the best runners in the Northeast at the time for my age. And it was just ridiculous hard to get in the team. But when I got in, it was kind of like, right, well, that's one step done. So then now, you can go on. And obviously, that's when I started joining. I left Shields after that, not long after that.
Yeah. And how did that passion kind of develop then over the years? Was it like you just wanted to do more and more races? Because obviously, the training's hard. But
just being a college, they're just like phenomenal, you know, like support-wise. And obviously, that's all you ever talked about at college, but everyone had the same passion for it. So it's kind of like got developed through there at the start. And obviously, what the coaches showed you as well, like Gator College at the time had the AIS gym, and that was only two in the country, one of two in the country, sorry. So to like train in like, well, it was technically world-class facilities, it was unbelievable. Like, you're so lucky to be there all the time. You had the S&C on the doorstep. You had, obviously, the access to the Gateshead Stadium track. You had inside, like, obviously, the 16-mile track access there as well.
Yeah,
which is insane being there, knowing how many people have been there in the past, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the heritage that must have felt like weighty, must have felt legendary, being able to train there.
Obviously, then after that, European team championships there. Not long after, it's like Mo Farah was there all the time, and Eilish McColgan ran as well. So it's just like, that's where I started developing anyway in college.
That's so cool, man. And so you mentioned Great North Run when you were 17, is that right?
You're 17? First year, yeah.
That's your best race? That's your favourite race that you've done?
I wouldn't say it's your favourite now. It was at the time.
Okay.
It was at the time. It's not now.
What would you say is now then?
Well, obviously, I ran for Gerald for like 4 or 5 years after that. And I joined Horton in 2019. And at the time, I had six lads there. We all trained together all the time, all very similar ability, about 5K anyway. And the coach said to us, she wanted, we kind of made as a group at goal, was to try and medal at the Hetton Signals relays. Now, obviously, to the Northeast, Hetton Signals is a massive race for athletes anyway, because it's like Northeast champs. It's like 2.2 mile it is. So we all trained for that, and we put a group effort in. It was like numerous weeks of training, hard efforts. And then we finished second that year. We just lost out to Morgan. No, it was Sunderland. Sunderland we lost out to.
Sunderland?
But only just by like, it was a couple of seconds.
Oof.
And that was my favourite race, even to date, because just it was the commitment the lads showed, obviously, to training. Being there. I don't know, Monday went to Saturday all the time. Just working together constantly. No matter how hard things got, you always knew that there was five other lads there who just wanted the exact same thing as you.
It's great, man.
Obviously, the coach is phenomenal as well. Lynn, she's class as well. So, it was nice for her to get a medal because it's the first time it happened in years.
Oh, nice.
So,
that's so cool, man. But on the flip side of that, then, what's your worst race? The race that you want to forget?
Oh, I've had a stink in my 11-year career, 11-year career. I would say the worst one I've ever had. It's hard to pick. I went down to Leeds in 2017 doing master's degree. Obviously, I didn't really have a coach at the time, not really. And I did Sunderland Half Marathon.
Okay.
And Yeah, now I collapsed 11 miles. That wasn't great.
I tried collapsed at 11 miles?
Nearly did. I got the finish. It was like run walking it.
Yeah.
I got the last stop load. That was a really bad experience. But also that same year, I did the Great North Run again.
Nice.
And it was like, I never forget, it felt about 30 degrees. Maybe it wasn't 30 degrees, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And I went off again, stupidly quick, which I shouldn't have done, wasn't very fit. And got about 10 mile mark, and I was on for a PB. And I just, my legs just went complete, I was cramping the full way back. Like you see, you learn from it. Like if you know, that's the thing about half marathon, is you can't convince yourself that you're fit when you're not really, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What it gives in, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. So going forward from that, what sort of lessons did you take from that, from those experiences?
Well, I've always said that when I was in Leeds, I didn't really train that much. I kind of convinced myself I was, but really I wasn't. So I've always said, if you're going to enter a race, just try and be as fit as you can be. Obviously, I know people, some people race to get fit, and that's fine. But I don't like that for forcing yourself, really.
Yeah.
I think you've got to fit to do a race.
No, fair enough.
The best shot, and he's gonna, just gonna blow up at some point. So
yeah, fair enough. Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense, man. And you, you mentioned Cooper a bit earlier, and you mentioned obviously some of the people that you've trained with over the years. Currently, Lynn's your coach, right? Yeah. And so what is your training group like? Like, who are some of the people you train with, and what's the sort of vibe? What's the sort of mentality in that group?
Well, Lynn's a massive inspiration for me. Like, she obviously went to Commonwealth Games twice, you know.
Mm.
She just ran like, she was Scottish record holder for a while of the mouth, and she was insane. So you kind of know that what she's talking about is correct, you know. It's
yeah.
Got to trust the process in a way. I know everyone says that, but you've got to. With regards to lads I train with, the ones lads I fought, and you've got people like Chris Coulson, who's, he's up and coming on the scene now. He's obviously ran really well 2 weeks ago at Thorny Hall Farm, first counter back for North East. There's one lad ahead of him at Bristol, but he ran insanely well. Got likes of like Luke Pickering, he's the 31 man. Got Henry Johnson from America, the Michigan Uni. He's ran 1:48. Will Bellamy goes to St. Mary's though, but when he's back, he's phenomenal as well. And there's other lads, he's like 350 for 15 years. You got a lad like Lee Dover and Rory Graham and Adam Milton and all them. They were just, they're the class to run with.
It's yeah.
A massive group there. Like six work together all the time.
Yeah.
So it's a good group to train with.
That's awesome. It's funny because I asked you, I was like, when did you realise you were good? And you're like, oh, compared to those lads, I'm not good. That's very humble, but to be fair, those, they are rapid. Like those times that you just mentioned are crazy. So
yeah, they are. I say a good set of lads, right?
Yeah. I guess training with them pushes you to get better, though, doesn't it? Kind of makes you work harder. Yeah.
That's the best time I've had was I came out of lockdown when lockdown ended. I've been training. I was pretty well fit anyway. I was training for a 10K race. But everyone obviously came together. I think it was in the July time, around about that time.
Yeah.
And then just the 6 weeks right together as a group was just, it was phenomenal. It was just, the training was spot on a Saturday. Like, we're training really hard together. It's to get to the point where people were just, you couldn't give any more if you tried. Like, and that was from everyone. It wasn't just me. It wasn't, like you say, everyone. Henry was going to America in September, so it was kind of like he was getting fit for that. Yeah, and everyone knew they were fit as well. So it's kind of, it was a massive push each other on, you know what I mean?
It sounds like there's something just different about training with people, running with people,
He's down to St. Mary's Uni as well. He's an unbelievable athlete as well.
Yeah.
But I was training him a couple of bit and used to do sessions. And I'll never forget a session when we did 800-400 meters. It must have been about 8 times over. Shredders on the first rep, the 800, he ran like 2:10, now I ran like 2:15, whatever it was. But by the end, we're nigh on together. And obviously, that's down to endurance levels. But it just shows you like how strong everyone actually was at the time.
That's really good.
Yeah, wow. Class.
That's awesome, man. And so what does a standard training week look like for you? Like, obviously, we'll talk about this because you're coming back from injury, but before injury, when you're at your full fitness and everything, what does training look like for you? Let's say you're training for that 10K that you mentioned earlier.
I'm a 10K. So our sessions are on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. We're doing a bit different than everyone else.
Yeah.
So on a Monday, we always used to, on the summer, I usually always go over at the like Southport track and we train there. And that could be anything from like doing a speed session where we might do like, well, it depends what we're training for, really. Like the 8 guys, 15 guys might do like split sixes, might do like 200, getting faster each time. We might do like maybe 500, 600 meters. Yeah, it's like longer track sessions, or maybe like tempos with things like on the road, might do things like 5 times 5 minutes with like so much recovery, 2 minutes recovery.
Yeah,
you have to go try and run a 10k pace. On a Tuesday, it's always like 6 to 8 miles. It's anything to do an hour, really. So I do on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday is obviously to last session, so anything from track to the roads. So I might do hills on the Wednesday, like Kenyon Hills, stuff like that. So do a lot of them. We'll do a lot of like 5k tempos, like longer tempos. I mean, you're not flat out, but they're like, could be between 5:20-ish, whatever that pace, 5:10. And then obviously Thursdays again, easy run. Friday, I always have off on a Friday. Just give me body a rest, you know. I've always done that for years. And then Saturdays, Saturdays also gives you a longer session. So that can be anything from like, when we used to do 10Ks, we do things like 3K tempo, when we used to go into like 1500 meters down to 8, 6, 4. Obviously, we're so like recovery's decreased, sort of thing. Then a Sunday's like a long run. So when I was at my fitness, I used to do anything like 15 mile on a Sunday. Trying to do about 2 hours. Well, now 45 hours. These come up with 60, 70 mile weeks.
Massive.
So, I say it's not like that at the minute, but that's what it was in the summer.
So all of that stuff, out of all of those, what are your favourite sessions to do and your least favourite sessions to do?
Well, I hate constant sprinting.
Really?
I've got no track speed myself, so I see, I hate when you go up there, like flat out 600 meters or flat out 500 meter sessions.
Because I love know that.
Get to the, you remember the 8 lads and they'll just absolutely...
Yeah, true.
I love the tempo on a Saturday because I feel like I can get me groove and that. And I always keep outlast everyone else as well. So when everyone else is dying, coming off, I'm catching them up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love obviously the 3K sessions on, the 5K, 10K session on Saturday. That's what I love.
Yeah. Okay. And we've spoken a little bit about your 5, 10s and half marathons. Have you done a marathon before?
No, I haven't. I wanted to do one back in we've went Kipchoge, first ever one. Can't remember what year it was now. Was it 2017? It was around about that time anyway. I wanted to do one then, 2018. And obviously I asked Lynn. Lynn said it was mean if you hack the train you can do it. But I couldn't hack the train, so I never done it
Right. Is that something that you want to do then sometime?
I will in the future. Not just yet, I want to try to get my half time down first. I'll do anything.
What's your half time right now?
72 minutes it is.
When did you do that?
I ran. It was 2017, 2018. Yeah, about that time. But I've did one. Back in the lockdown, I actually broke my PB. But I just jogged on the course. It was weird. So that was in Clyde and Carlisle. So they paced us one for 1:15, but we got there late.
All right.
So I ended up running on my own. So I picked up from halfway around 72 minutes. But yeah.
That's impressive, man. Nice. That's so good. And obviously, let's talk about that injury that you've got now. What happened? What is the injury? And how long does it take to recover from that?
So obviously when I did the Dalton Park thing, I came back and came back to training. And I just felt like, all when I say this, you feel invincible when you want to PB, you just feel class, don't you? So I started doing daft things like was doing a couple of miles more than what I should have done each run. Do you know what I mean? Trying to up the mileage. I didn't really need to do that at all. So in the end, what happened was I did an ATFL tendon in my foot. Well, it was a calf. So I was out for like a month with that. And then when I came back, I sprained my ankle on a curb. I fell over a curb my first run back. And I got nerve damage in my foot, but I didn't know what it was at the time. So I was out for like, well, it was the physios went on for 4 months because of lockdown. So when I finally seen my physio now, Sophie Moore, she does have nerve damage in my foot. So I've had to do all the exercises and that. It's been frustrating the last like 6 months, I would have said. Because I've tried to run again, I've got injured and I've got ill, stuff like that. So we'll hopefully touch wood now on the way back.
Yeah, you've been doing all the, I'm guessing you've been doing all the right things to recover and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, going all the time. And yeah. Like I said, I still have to do those bars before.
Yeah. What do you do when you're a runner, but you're out for 6 months? Like, how do you do anything to stay fit? How do you keep the motivation?
Well, I didn't do anything for a year. So I was just kind of like, obviously you try to run, don't you? And then it just hurts. And I lost all motivation to be fit, to do anything. I wasn't keeping up the contract with a group. I wasn't contacting anyone. Really? I was kind of where I was working all the time. So it wasn't until I started going to sessions and that, like started going down to watch them. I started getting more involved again, had that kind of bug. But really hasn't been until last real month where I've thought myself, I want to make a comeback. And it's because of things like the Brass Monkey results of the weekend.
Yeah.
Like seeing a lad who I run with at home, like it's like Mark Hodge, I don't even know who he is, or Adam Hodge. They both ran close to 70 minutes and they both knocked 8 minutes off the PBs. So it was kind of like, right, that's a massive motivation to come back now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Seeing everyone else run well.
Yeah. So how long do you think it's going to take for you to get back to peak fitness then? Obviously, you've been training for the last 3 weeks.
No, a couple of weeks, but I said this session last night, and I kept up with a lad to, I was quite surprised, I have to be fair. Kept some of the faster lads. So hopefully not too long. I'm not racing until North Tyneside 10K, though, so I had to while off.
Yeah,
I'm over 12 weeks and I've got to get fit now, so
yeah,
it's a while away.
That's good, man. So you're just going to keep the training going, keep the consistency, and then hopefully be in good form. That's so good, man. So apart from the North Tyneside 10K, do you have any goals for this year?
Not really at the minute. I see what I'm meeting, so I've got a meeting with Lynn about what I'm going to do. And, she wants to run a 5K, so I'll have to do a 5K at some point and try and run a fast time. But
nice,
I used to be fit for that, so I'll just build up with.
Yeah.
That'll be the time. That'll be.
Yeah. And do you have goals in general just for your running overall for over the next few years? Anything that you would like to achieve?
Obviously, years ago, an hour and 72 minutes. The race I ran that in, I ran with Stephen Jackson and Kieran Walker. Kieran Walker went on to run 65 minutes last weekend.
Yeah.
And obviously, Stephen Jackson is 68.
68, yeah.
I've always said I kind of want to break 70. It's always been a goal for years. I reckon I was in that sort of shape last year, but obviously never got a chance to do it.
Yeah.
So I've always said break 70. I want to officially break 15 for 5K. Want to do for years now. I reckon I will do it this year.
Yeah.
Get that 14 down. That's kind of the mark you want, isn't it, for 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, obviously, when I step the mouth in the future, try and break 2:30. I mean, that's a whack them well off yet.
But so when you think of these things and these goals that you've just mentioned, what's the biggest thing that you think you're going to need to improve in, that you think you're going to need to work on?
Just do like more of the little things that I kind of want to miss out, like strength and conditioning is a massive one. Probably doing that more now than what I used to. Obviously stretching, things like that. Just little 1%ers is what I call them.
1%ers.
Yeah. Little things like that. Like that. Add it up. Like I say, I don't think I go off too fast in races.
Learn from those mistakes in the past.
I'm trying not to be that now with like training. Just trying to follow what Lynn says all the time. And just obviously, like, this, the biggest thing I did years ago, which I should never have done, was I raced when, so when I wasn't particularly up to it, so when I was ill or when I was It's not feeling great mentally, do you know what I mean? So now I've learned, like, kind of listen to your body. If you're not feeling great, you don't have to go 100%, it's fine. Have your target weight throughout the year, which you're going to aim for, but everything else, just kind of use either training sessions or tempo runs, just hard tempo runs. Stick to that.
That's good, man. And you obviously came out of the injury period and you're back to being motivated and everything. What would you say your most motivating thought is that keeps you going and keeps you wanting to continue running and breaking PBs and everything?
Obviously a massive motivating thought to me is, you shouldn't probably use this, but like, I know you shouldn't compare yourself to others. But when you see other people doing well, it's a motivating thought, isn't it? It's good.
Yeah.
It's kicks you on a bit. Obviously I love seeing a lot of our trainers do well. That's a massive motivating thought. Yeah. Really hard question.
Well, I think that's a bit different to, looking at, for instance, looking at Steven Jackson and Kieran Walker and being like, man, I'm jealous of them. And that's different to looking at that.
Yeah,
it's different to looking at that and using that as motivation, isn't it? I think that one's healthy. That's cool, man. That's so good. And I really hope that this year you are able to take that half marathon time down to break 70 and get that 5K time down to 14 something. A lot of work ahead of you, though. A lot of training, a lot of running.
It starts now.
Man.
Build on, so.
Massive. All right, awesome. Well, that's been quick. We're already coming towards the end of this. But I do have the Find Your Fire round, which is a bunch of questions that I've got together just to get to know you a bit more, get to see what's going on inside that head of yours, if you're ready to give that a shot. Awesome. All right. So number one is, what is a race that you've always wanted to run?
Race I've always wanted to run. This will sound really cliche, the London Marathon.
London Marathon.
I love, like I said, I've never been down to it, or I've always wanted to go down to it, but I've never been. When you sit on TV and you see obviously the pros not running it and everyone else doing so well in it, and obviously you see the just the amount of support there.
Yeah.
You see it'd be absolutely crazy to run.
That'd
like,
be huge.
Like that many people around. So I know it's different now with COVID, but
it was still good last year when it was on. It was still a good event. So
it looked nice last year. Yeah. Like I said, it's getting back to normal now, hopefully. So
this
year coming up be a lot bigger.
Things
are definitely. Yeah,
all right. What about a location, like country or scenery or something like that you've always wanted to run in?
Say like United States. I think it's I've never been for myself, but I've heard it's really, really good. Obviously that's where a lot of majors are as well, isn't it? So it's
true.
So it's I want to go there. I was lucky enough to visit things like years ago, I was lucky enough to visit the Pyrenees where more far on that train. That was a really good experience. I got me Paul Radcliffe and train with her and Ali Dixon and all of them.
Oh, nice.
I would have to go there all night.
That's cool, man. Okay, now rank for me favourite to least favourite cross country, road and track.
What, in order?
In order, yeah.
Nice. I love cross countries.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think there should be like a base for all runners to be fair in the winter. I think they build up the strength. I think the amount you're going to learn from a cross country and take in the road season is incredible. I love cross countries, but I love like places like a couple of years ago, we ran at their B deal in North Yorkshire, it was.
Yeah, was really I was at that race.
And it was some of the muddiest races I've ever run. And then I loved it, like whatever set a second of it, just how hard
you
it was.
You loved it.
It was my least favorite cross country, Thornhill Farm. Do you ever done that one? That was that's a cross country, just it's a proper northeast cross country.
Proper northeast.
They put water down the course that you don't get them down south usually, you get one flat country. that's a proper northeast cross country thing. Seconds Road. I said, I think we're road. I love races, obviously, like half marathon. I also love like 10K races. Like, I always enjoy doing Middlesbrough T's probably 10K. Just like a flat loop by Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
I was just thinking zone off. And obviously, you work with other clubs, can't you?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't often get to do. Unless it's like say, that half marathon. Obviously, least favorite track. I just feel like whenever I go on a track, it's far too quick.
Yeah.
Like I said, I did a couple of 3Ks last year and then did a race where David Race, I know you've interviewed, he ran 8:20.
Yeah.
And it was just, I was well off the back. And I was so quick with him as well. It was just kind of like, what can you do? You know, they're different kind of people.
Yeah, it's completely different. Yeah, it's a different animal. It's different.
All that is the least favorite distance after the only 800. Least favorite distance is all 8 and 1500. Like, actually can't stand them.
Can't stand them. Oh, man.
That's the thing. You've got to do them.
Yeah. Exactly. And if Lynn tells you to do it, you're doing it. So.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, what's your favorite race that you've ever seen?
I've ever watched.
Yeah, ever watched, yeah.
I haven't seen that many, to be fair.
No? You don't watch athletics, do you not?
No, what? I do. I watch on the telly, but yeah. I don't want to. Obviously, I haven't been to many.
Yeah.
Is it live or do you want actually on the telly?
On the telly. Yeah.
I loved watching when the World Half Champs, when Jake Smith ran 60:45. I thought that was absolutely insane for a lad of 23, 22. Obviously running nigh on the British record, wasn't too far off.
Yeah.
Obviously he's got a big future ahead of him.
Yeah, massive.
That was my favorite, just screaming at TV. I really, like, he was leading at 1.9 on. I love watching the lads in London Marathon as well. Like, obviously this year you had like Philip Sessman running 1:12. I know he obviously wasn't towards the leaders, but his first Brit home and just seeing how far it actually was.
Yeah.
That was inspirational as well.
That's so good, man. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Love that. All right. Who's your favourite athlete of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah. Let's go running and then let's do another athlete from another sport.
Right. We'll go with the sport first and I think about the athlete one.
Okay.
I'm a massive boxing fan. I love boxing. I watch all the time. I'm not watching athletes. I'm boxing.
Yeah.
I used to live when I was younger and that, like doing it. I give it up for running.
I'm going to assess your answer to who the best boxer is in a moment. So there is a correct answer. I'm just saying. There is a correct answer.
I'll probably come in now. So I love talking to you. I love what he stands for. Yeah, I love. Yeah. His whole mental attitude to things it's helped me a lot in the past. I'd say favorite athlete outside of athletics. Favorite athlete in the minute in athletics, obviously, is Joshua Cheptegei guy.
Oh, legend. I love him.
I just think what he's doing at the sport is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I know obviously he's always controversial about these shoes and the wearing them. And I just think the times he's run that are absolutely insane. No one's ever done them before.
I think another part of the controversy of that is because obviously when he did the when he ran the 5K time of whatever it was, like 12 minutes 25 or something like that, it was because of the pacing. And so I've heard people say, when Bekele had the world record before that, he didn't have the pacing, so it's harder. So, which I get and everything. So there's both sides of the argument, isn't it?
Who's going to get the pace of that? There's not very many people in the world who can run that pace for that long.
No, so exactly.
You have to have something to help you out. I think it helps you out, do it, because obviously legal stuff I'm not talking about.
Yeah, of course. But that's so impressive.
But I think if you like you say, I think it'll come down as well. I think it'll go somewhere close to 12. I really do in the future.
Yeah, you think? Yeah. I think the 10K is 26:11 or something, which he did as well, which is also really
nice. 26, because I think if you look at the, what was it before the 12?
12:37.
Yeah, so say you're not 12 seconds off. So I think you're not off more of a 10K.
Yeah.
I think Ajito Kiplimo coming through now. He's a big start. Watch out for in Uganda.
Who's that? Oh, Kiplimo.
Yeah.
Mate, you know, like last year, I think last year was the best we've had for athletics for so long. But his half marathon world record, he broke it by 1 second. I think he ran 57:31, which in itself is ridiculous. Yeah. But when you look at the splits of that race, he ran like a 13:50, then a 13:15, and then another 13:40 something, like ridiculous. And he was so far ahead of everybody. It's like, how did you do that for 13.1 miles? And then it makes you think, what if he ever goes up to the marathon, what's he going to do in that?
Well, he's probably a bit of transfer or not, but like you see, you've got that lap of Kenya, I've got his name now. Okay,
from where?
Second from Kenya, he was second in the world half champs. I think it was his name now. And he's run 7 minutes as well, so he's not far off.
Oh, snap. Is it, this might be wrong, is it Jeffrey Kwambo?
No, no.
That's 10K, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, right. Gives the C candy. Stomach candy's call. That's his.
I'm just gonna take your word for it. We'll figure this out. I'll find out afterwards. but yeah. fair. No. So Joshua Cheptegei is your guy. That's cool. Let's go. I want to throw two more questions in there that I didn't actually put on the list. What's your favourite football team?
Newcastle, got to be.
Good result this weekend. Well done.
Yeah, well done. Second winner.
We'll see. And then, do you have a favourite rugby team?
Rugby team.
Yeah.
Because I've only ever been to the Falklands games when I was younger, and I was at university. I do enjoy watching it, to be fair.
Yeah, do you watch all the international stuff, like the Six Nations?
International stuff to the football. I just think because you know more of the players.
Yeah.
Especially England at the minute. They're going to Eddie Jones and Donald Avner. So I think he's massively changed him around from what they were before.
Yeah, man.
I love watching them. I used to watch my dad. He loves watching it as well. So
yeah, rugby's great. Rugby is top three sports for me. Athletics, rugby, and basketball. I mean, my top three. So.
I've been watching a lot of basketball.
Don't worry about it. all right. What are your favorite running shoes?
Favorite running shoe? I've got a few. I love running in. I don't know if a lot of people's ever heard of it before, but New Balance Rebels are called.
Flat shoe, light shoe.
Yeah, I love running them. I'll do a lot of my sessions in them. Just got to don't hurt my feet.
Yeah.
I just think like I hate training carbon shoes. I can't stand it because I think like when you get to a race, they'll not get that. Whatever benefits there, I don't know what benefits there, but whatever benefits there, I'll not be there when you come to the race. So we always try and train as a group. Always try and train in non-carbon shoes.
Yeah.
Obviously, spikes. I've just been testing a pair of Dragonflies. I think I know they're carbon shoes, but I think they're phenomenal on the track. Obviously, what you get back is insane response rate.
Yeah.
Well, I do race. Obviously, I'd be out for you. I haven't bought any new trainers, but I love the old green. Yeah, my flies the first ones. Like,
yeah.
I think normal them. Just, I never ever seen have a bad race in them ever. But we seem to run really well on them. So, it's kind of like a lucky shoe, to be fair, when I put them on.
Nice.
Sorry, I've worn out a new pair, like, but it's a price.
That's so cool. Yeah. Those are good shoes, to be fair. Those are good shoes. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got a couple more questions. One is, firstly, do you do much reading?
I do read, yeah. Read.
What's your favorite book of all time?
Favorite book of all time. I don't really got one, to be fair. I go from like genre to genre. I read a lot of crime books and then I read a lot of like autobiographies.
Nice.
The best book I've ever read was Charlie Spence. He said that was a phenomenal book.
Last to First.
I've read it like 5-6 times over before. Last to First. That was a really good story. how he obviously won medals and just how he really came from not a lot. You know, he was like running English schools and he wasn't the greatest, and then obviously winning medals at major champs. The Black Book, like I say, read loads. I love Tyson Fury's books as well. I think they're phenomenal.
I think they're
inspirational, really.
That's good, man. Alright, what's your favourite film?
Favourite film? I haven't really got one in.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
I don't know.
I have sat down with my brothers and ranked all of our favourite films, like, in detail. Like, we've gone from 1 to 20 and 1 to, like, this is something people need to think about.
Thing was, I used to watch shows of series, like seasons of things, Game of Thrones, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't until we hit isolation, like a month ago, that I started watching films.
But
I'll tell you what, I did really enjoy, and it's I love Guy Ritchie's films.
The Gentleman. I was literally thinking of that because a while ago, I don't know why this popped in my mind, but a while ago, I spoke to Lisa Atkinson from Gateshead Harriers, and she said The Gentleman. And I watched that, and then it was amazing. So I went back to my family for Easter or something, and I told them, we're watching The Gentleman, forced them to watch it, and they loved every single second of it. That movie is so great.
I think I woke everyone up in the house, to be fair, but then...
It's
quite a long film as well, isn't it? It's 3 hours.
But it's a good 3 hours, man. I'm gonna watch it again.
Class, like Snatch is good as well, and Lucky Lie One, Lock, Stock, and Smoking Barrels. No, that's another good film by him. Class.
Fair enough, man. All right. What is one thing that's on your bucket list?
Bucket list to do. Testing is here. One thing I've always wanted to do. In life or running?
In life.
In life. I've always wanted to, this sounds really boring. Always want to go to Australia. And surf and swim in there.
Oh, nice.
Like that, and just visit like places like New Zealand. Just because obviously it's so far away, isn't it? It always looks unbelievable. Yeah, things like that. Just do like, scuba dive and stuff like that all day.
That'd be cool. Yeah. It's far away, man. Very far away.
It is. So your mates are there now, man. I'm so jealous.
My younger brother's been.
So compared to here, it's freezing cold all the time.
Yeah, it's a bit cold right there, isn't it? Not the best. That's cool, man. And then finally, do you have any hidden talents?
Don't have any hidden talents.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have said so. No special anymore. Got really mentioned. Yeah, no, I haven't. Not really.
Fair enough.
Trying to think stuff over the top of your head.
You know what you're good at, you stick to that. That's calm. That's good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So just before we finish, man, have you got any advice in general, just for anyone who's getting into running and wants to be good at it?
I've been thinking about this. I've listened to your podcast recently. I heard this question. Heard Sparamoni give a class one. He's the best one I've heard. If you come to a runner, don't try marathon straight away. It's not everything. Just try, if you come to your first dog runner, just stick to one distance, I would have said, and work at that distance. Or if you do want to go, fair enough, I'm not saying don't, but like, just make sure you train at a certain pace. So say, for example, you want to go and do a 10K in 40 minutes, then make sure you train at like 6:26 pace, do you know what I mean? 6:25, and just do all your training, focus all your training on that one thing. I think like there's loads of people that I train wrong that I've seen anyway personally. Like they go out and might be training, for example, might be training for a 1:15 half. I know not everyone will run that in lives, but might train for 1:15 half. So you need 5:45, don't you? So they might train like 5:30s at 8 miles. So like, well, what's the point? You're not doing a 1:12 or 1:11, you train for 1:15. So make sure you run the 5:45 pace, do you know what I mean? Yeah, just that's the main one. If you do a race, work out your pace and stick to them paces. Because if you stick to them paces, it might feel easy for 2K, 3K. But I guarantee you when you get an 8K, 9K in, it's going to hurt. But you know, if you trained at that, or it's a bit quicker, not much quicker, a couple of seconds quicker, a kilometer, then you're going to be able to fit enough to do the race, aren't you? You can run the phone, I could say.
Yeah. Good, man. That's really good. Awesome. Well, listen, guys. You can connect with Johnny on Facebook, on Instagram. On Instagram, he's at Johnny Evans and you. You can connect with him there. Check out more of his running updates. You on Strava as well, Johnny?
Yeah, it's Johnny Evans.
Safe. All right, I'll follow you tonight. Everybody listening, make sure you follow Ardent Run Club on Instagram and at This Is Ardent on all social media for updates on this podcast, our brand, and us over here at Ardent. Subscribe to Ardent Run Club so you can be the first to know when the new weekly episodes come out. We're back on it. And yeah, Johnny, any last words?
No, I just want to say thank you. And I say good luck with your run as well.
Thank you very much.
Getting better and better.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, man. Awesome. Well, this has been Ardent Run Club episode 60 with Johnny Evans. I hope you learned something. Hope you've been inspired, and I hope you find your fire. See you next time. Peace.